Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to stay informed and work collaboratively with individuals and organizations who are actively working to advance equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas.
Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines a few engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, December 1st to Monday, December 7th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. First, let me say that I hope that everyone had a nice Thanksgiving, even though it was a Thanksgiving like no other. While the pandemic is quite limiting in terms of our interactions with friends and family, there are still meaningful ways in which we can connect with others in a way that it preserves our safety and the safety of those close to us. Let's continue to find ways of safely connecting this holiday season. We'll start this week's podcast with a couple of events relating to the upcoming legislative session. Both events are hosted or co-hosted by the Austin Area League of Women Voters. On Tuesday, December 1st at 6:30 p.m., State Representative Gina Hinojosa will be a special guest for the next installment of the series People and Policy for a conversation relating to the education policy and funding issues at the state level. On Friday, December 4th at noon, Stephanie Swanson of the League of Women Voters and Joaquin Gonzalez of the Texas Civil Rights Project will lead a discussion on what we might expect with regard to redistricting during the upcoming legislative session and how you can make your voice heard in that process. Before moving on to the next set of engagement opportunities, I will note that this Tuesday is the first Tuesday of the month, which means that the legal line of the Austin Lawyer Referral Service will be available on December 1st from 5:30 to 7:30. Call the free legal advice hotline at 512-472-8303. Legal Line is staffed by attorney volunteers who answer legal questions and give brief legal advice. Calls are completely confidential and anonymous. All right then, we move on to a number of events tackling some pretty weighty topics. The Austin Smart City Alliance hosts a Civic Solutions Workshop on December 2nd at 2 p.m. This is a workshop meant to accelerate solutions to civic or community challenges. The Civic Solutions Workshop will be conducted similarly to a pitch contest like Shark Tank, but friendlier. Shifting over to the arena of sustainability, the Austin Green Awards hosts a discussion entitled Fulfilling the Promise of Sustainability on Wednesday, December 2nd. Austin Green Awards is using this five-year anniversary as a way to reflect on what has been accomplished over the last 5 years and how racial justice intersects with sustainability. I will be serving as a panelist for this discussion along with Donna Carter of Carter Design Associates and Greg Weaver of Catalyst. Dr. Colette Pierce Burnett, president of Houston Tillotson University, will moderate. Now, if you still have some brain cells left after those two Wednesday events, then have we got an event for you on Thursday at 6 p.m. when Community Powered Workshop presents Just Places, Building Power with Design Justice. Nearly everything around us is built with a goal in mind that benefits some but may negatively impact others. If we equalize access to power in our design process, everything around us could be built with more equity and fairness. Tune in to a panel discussion and keynote on integrating justice into the design process. Several different aspects of racial justice will also be explored this week on Thursday, December 3rd at 6 p.m. Creative Action hosts an event entitled Talking to Young People About Race for Parents and Caregivers. On December 7th at 6 p.m., the Austin Justice Coalition hosts a community conversation on jail and prison reentry. The event is co-hosted by the Austin-Travis County Reentry Roundtable. We also want to highlight several opportunities being made available by the YWCA via their On the Verge discussion groups. This week and next week, discussion groups take place on Monday at 6 p.m., Wednesday at 10 a.m., and Thursday at noon. The political atmosphere and emboldening of hate and racism are causing a great deal of concern for many people. On the Verge serves as a forum to discuss, process, and connect with others on what is happening. There are a couple of important events of which we want to make special mention. First of all, Tuesday, December 1st is Giving Tuesday, a global day of giving and unity. On this day, we are encouraged to take action for good by donating, advocating, or volunteering. You can visit the Amplify Austin website, amplifyatx.org, to identify a nonprofit you would like to support by name or by type of activity. Even though many of us are happy that Election Day is behind us, we are not yet off the hook. There were several city council and school board elections that were not decided on Election Day and will be decided via a runoff election. While these positions are not as high profile as the U.S. Senate races in Georgia, they are important to our quality of life and the quality of the education that children in our community will be receiving. So make plans to vote. Vote early, December 3rd through December 11th. The runoff election will be held on December 15th. We'll end this week's podcast by highlighting a few family-friendly activities for the holidays. First is the Austin Trail of Lights Festival at Zilker Park. This will be the 56th annual Trail of Lights celebration, but it will look and feel different this year. To offer a safe alternative, it will be a drive-through event. You can reserve a spot for a fee of $25 to $35 per car. The festival runs through January 3rd. Also, from now through January 3rd, the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center hosts Luminations, a winter celebration allowing you to take an evening stroll through the Wildflower Center amidst the glowing oaks and the current exhibit, Fortlandia, guided by thousands of luminarias that will light the way for you. Tough choice, thousands of luminarias versus millions of Christmas lights. Ay, ay, ay. And finally, this week, Conspirare, a local Grammy-winning and internationally recognized choir, hosts its holiday concert on December 7th at 7:30 p.m. This year's event is virtual and free and will include several special guests.
Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight in the future by emailing info@canatx.org. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.